Did we do that? Said Canina. It would be nice to think so, wouldn't it? Said Nigel. Yes, but did we? She began. Probably not. Who knows? Let's just find a horse, he said. The Apogee, said War, or something, I'm pretty sure. They had staggered out of the inn and were sitting on a bench in the afternoon sunshine. Even War had been persuaded to take off some of his armour.
Dunno, said Famine. Don't think so.
Pestilence shut his crusted eyes and leaned back against the warm stones.
I think, he said, it was something about the end of the world.
War sat and thoughtfully scratched his chin. He hiccuped.
What, the whole world? He said.
I reckon.
War gave this some further consideration.
I reckon we're well out of it then, he said.
People were returning to Ankh-Morpork, which was no longer a city of empty marble, but was once again its old self, sprawling as randomly and colourfully as a pool of vomit outside the all-night takeaway of history. And the university had been rebuilt, or had rebuilt itself, or in some strange way had never been unbuilt. Every strand of ivy, every rotting casement, was back in place. The sorcerer had offered to replace everything as good as new, all wood sparkling, all stone unstained, but the librarian had been very firm on the subject. He wanted everything replaced as good as old. The wizards came creeping back with the dawn, in ones or twos, scuttling for their old rooms, trying to avoid one another's gaze, trying to remember a recent past that was already becoming unreal and dreamlike. Canina and Nigel arrived around breakfast time, and out of kindness found a livery stable for War's horse, which wisely decided not to fly again, was never claimed, and lived out the rest of its days as the carriage horse of an elderly lady. What War did about this is unrecorded. It is pretty certain that he got another one. It was Canina who insisted that they look for Rincewind at the university, and who therefore first saw the books. They were flying out of the Tower of Art, spiralling around the university buildings, and swooping through the door of the reincarnated library. One or two of the more impudent grimoires were chasing sparrows, or hovering hawk-like over the quad. The librarian was leaning against the doorway, watching his charges with a benevolent eye. He waggled his eyebrows at Canina, the nearest he ever got to a conventional greeting. "Is Rincewind here?" she said.
"Ook."
"Sorry?" The ape didn't answer, but took them both by the hand, and walking between them like a sack between two poles, led them across the cobbles to the tower. There were a few candles alight inside, and they saw Coin seated on a stool. The librarian bowed them into his presence like an ancient retainer in the oldest family of all, and withdrew. Coin nodded at them.
"He knows when people don't understand him," he said. "Remarkable, isn't he?"
"Who are you?" said Canina.
"Coin," said Coin.
"Are you a student here?"
"I'm learning quite a lot, I think."
Nigel was wandering around the walls, giving them the occasional prod. There had to be some good reason why they didn't fall down, but if there was, it didn't lie in the realms of civil engineering.
"Are you looking for Rincewind?" said Coin.
Canina frowned.
"How did you guess that?"
"He told me some people would come looking for him."
Canina relaxed. "Sorry," she said.
"We've had a bit of a trying time. I thought perhaps it was magic or something. He's all right, isn't he? I mean, what's been happening? Did he fight the sorcerer?"
"Oh, yes, and he won. It was very interesting. I saw it all. But then he had to go," said Coin, as though reciting.
"What, just like that?" said Nigel.
"Yes."
"I don't believe it," said Canina. She was beginning to crouch, her knuckles whitening.
"It is true," said Coin. "Everything I say is true. It has to be."
"I want to..."
Canina began, and Coin stood up, extended a hand, and said, "Stop." She froze. Nigel stiffened in mid-frown.
"You will leave," said Coin, in a pleasant, level voice, "and you will ask no more questions. You will be totally satisfied. You will have all your answers. You will live happily ever after. You will forget hearing these words. You will go now."
They turned slowly and woodenly, like puppets, and trooped to the door. The librarian opened it for them, ushered them through, and shut it behind them. Then he stared at Coin, who sagged back onto the stool.
All right," said the boy, "but it was only a little magic. I had to. You said yourself people had to forget."